Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Good to be with you tonight and to share this message here on Thyatira. In marriage, it's really important to learn to compromise. And when not to compromise, actually. What helps in drawing the line and figuring out what to compromise and what not to compromise is to define what issues are really important and what issues are not that important. Alicia and I are not experts in marriage, so don't tell her Jeremy said we're experts. And we're not perfect at all in our marriage, but I wanted to share something to start off this sermon with Alicia's permission. And that is, I've recognized something about compromise in our relationship as husband and wife. In the early years of our relationship, compromise was really difficult. Mainly because there were a lot of issues that were important. Here were some of them. What movie to watch? For Alicia, it's got to be a romantic comedy. And we've got to watch a romantic comedy. For me, it was a science fiction action thriller. And there was no compromise. It was either someone's going to be disappointed or someone's going to be really happy. No compromise. When we went out to eat, there wasn't any compromise. We did agree on a restaurant, but she would get something with chicken, I would get something with beef, and there would be absolutely no sharing. Don't you dare come over and take a bite of my food. Now, and we're rookies compared to a lot of people here, a lot of people with many years of marriage beyond what we have, but now there's been kind of a change. Now, we watched 3 movies last week, for example. We never watch movies. And what was funny was when we were picking out the movies, we were anticipating what the other person would want to watch. Now, when we go out to eat, we anticipate what the other person is going to order. That way we can think about sharing and partnering as we go out and eat. Can anyone relate to this? Like, in marriage, you like get to a point where you're like, figuring out what the other person's going to do. And I think the bottom line is for us, is that the issues in which we think that are so important have shrunk to just a few. Movies, what to eat at a restaurant, just compromise. They're not really big issues. Now, when it comes to our faith and our spiritual journey, I think it's also helpful for each person here to be thinking about what are those things that we can compromise when it comes to our faith, and what are those things that we should absolutely not compromise, that we should stand firm. And to figure out how to make that list of what's, you know, what we should compromise, what we shouldn't compromise, we need to figure out what the issues are that are really vital and important to us, to God, and to other people. I think that's an excellent spiritual exercise, and I challenge all of us to go home tonight and just take a pad of paper and make that list. No judgment, but just go through the exercise. What would I compromise in, and what would I absolutely not compromise in when it comes to my faith? You know, churches have had all sorts of splits and dissensions over really minor, non-essential topics. Here's some that I've heard about. One church sends an email out about what the color of the carpet should be in the sanctuary. Should it be green? Should it be red? Should it be purple? And a survey is given. Whoa, how's that going to go? Another church has a disagreement about what symbols should be placed in the stained glass windows in the sanctuary. Another church has a battle about the kind of bushes that should be planted out in the parking lot and who's going to be responsible for those bushes. Now, you might be thinking, oh, Jeremy, you're making things up. Okay, this isn't being recorded, I don't think, but these issues were in my first parish in Florida, all of them. I didn't make it up. I went through this. And the people that argued on these non-essential issues came with amazing passion and with a great organization about what they wanted to have and what they wanted to do. But you see, there were some people that just had enough, and over rather minor issues, people left. People got upset. They went away. The Bible teaches, by the way, that we should practice compromise when it comes to matters of faith in certain regards. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 says, defer to one another. But does that mean that we should be pushovers, that we should compromise all the time, that we should just get along with everyone all the time? No. No. Because there are matters of the faith that are essential to what it means to be a Christian, essential to what it means to be a follower of Jesus. And before we journey into the next week or the next month, it may be helpful to just be thinking about, what are those things that I would compromise on when it comes to faith and being a member of Peace Lutheran? And what are those things that I just absolutely would not compromise in? This week you may face a couple of these things. How about this one? This is one that I thought of. Do I say a prayer over my meal with people that are not Christians? Do I just get along and kind of go with the flow? Or do I pray? Those are questions that we all face. Or here's one that our youth struggle with. Do I attend a sporting event on Sunday morning? Or do I go to church? That those are questions that are really relevant in today's culture and time. And there's no judgment, but each of us should just, what am I going to compromise in? What am I not going to compromise? Boy, one thing that really helps as we go through this exercise is to think about Thyatira. Thyatira, this was the issue of this church. Compromise or not compromise? Thyatira was a small little city. It didn't have the glitz and glamour of these other cities that are mentioned here. This is the longest letter of the seven in the book of Revelation. However, the city didn't have a lot of importance in writing. It didn't have aspects of religion that these other centers had. But what was really critical about this city, and this is behind the whole letter, was business and commerce. This city had trade guilds it was well recognized. And the business and commerce that was big in Thyatira was the production of purple cloth. In the book of Acts, the Apostle Paul, it's the very first convert to Europe, actually. I think it's Europe, is this woman named Lydia.